So hello there, guys. Welcome to episode 19 of Coffee Talk with Rob. I'm Rob.
I'm Greg. Hi, guys. And we want to welcome a very special guest today called Nikki.
So Nikki is an author. She's a speaker, mentor, entrepreneur, and she's also a mother. And she's the founder of a company called Discover Your Bounce. Great to have you on the podcast today, Nikki. So just tell us a little bit about you and what you do and kind of what your background is.
Cool. So yeah, long story. How long have you got? Hours?
No. A few hours.
So I've always had an interest in people and what makes some people really thrive and why do other people struggle all the time. And in an office, I'm a management accountant by trade years ago. And there were some people that would always catch the office bugs and there were other people that wouldn't. And I always kind of wondered about that. And then through my own well-being, I discovered holistic therapies, and years ago, you know, they weren't high street like they are now, you know, which is great, but yeah. I had a really long-term headache and the doctors were giving me tablets and they checked for all the scary stuff and it just wasn't going. I had this headache for 14 weeks and I went to a cranial osteopath. 20 minutes later I had no headache, it just went, and it was all to do with the stress that I was holding in my body. So I was kind of like, well, why doesn't everyone know this stuff? And so I trained in Reiki and Indian head massage, reflexology, put some stress management schemes into companies, that kind of thing. Left the accountancy finally because that really was a stressful environment, and started a holistic therapy practice.
Awesome.
Which I did for years. And then I thought, well, it's quite alternative still. What if we had a coffee shop with therapy rooms behind? So I opened a holistic coffee shop called The Witch's Brew. In Bristol. We opened in 2010. Sorry, get my dates
right.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And that's going well as well, the coffee shop?
It was. It went really well for 2 years, but 3 months in, that was when I had a stroke through a diving accident.
Oh, crikey.
So it's amazing. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't look after yourself and put it into practice every day, I was working 80, 90 hours a week and not really sleeping, drinking far too much coffee. So cheers, boys, for the coffee.
Well, it wouldn't be Coffee Talk without coffee.
That's right, yeah. You've got to manage your
You've got to keep it on brand.
Everything in moderation, I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an interesting story, Nikki. And obviously, you've just shown as well that health is number one, as we all kind of are pretty much aware of, and how important it is to be healthy in whatever you're doing. And if you're in a self-employed situation, sometimes you can work more than if you're in a normal job, right?
Yeah, and you always think, you know, you're doing a really great thing, you're providing a service for other people. And I was so passionate about that that I forgot that I needed my own energy to do that. So my family were awesome. My daughter came in as my manager, so the shop kept going, but I really had to look after myself, and because I couldn't use my arm, my leg was really weak, my speech was affected, my memory. So I had to really look after myself. And it was a 3-year journey, but I enlisted the help of a personal trainer. He was an ex-Marine. That was a bit drastic.
Bit army drill sergeant type person.
Yeah, that was hardcore then.
It was an interesting 18 months working with him, but it showed me that, you know, the holistic therapy is great, but you need to be physically fit as well. So we sold the business in 2012. It's still going. It's still a coffee shop. It's called Cafe Rosa now, upon which
I think I know it.
Yeah, Rosa's lovely. She's just reopened again. It's awesome. Yeah. But I then, people kept saying to me, oh, you look really bouncy, and you look like Tigger, and all these, you know. And I kept saying, I've got my bounce back, because it was a real journey. You know, it was 3 years of a lot of hard work.
Sounds
and a lot
like
of soul searching and a lot of personal training sessions and making good choices with food and all the rest of it. So one in the middle of the night, I thought, discover your bounce. That's what it is. And we just help people to bounce back, whether they've just got a bit stressed or whether they've had major life changes. And, you know, more recently in the corporate world, we started Discover Your Bounce for Business 18 months ago. So we're still a startup, which is exciting. But it means we get to go into those employers, like from the accountancy world. And Sharon, my business partner, is an ACCA accountant and sits on the ACCA Global Council. So we get, you know, we get a voice in business and just say, you need to look after yourself.
Of course, you know a lot about the situation they're in because you were kind of in a office environment before. And people can get quite stagnant, can't they? And they can sit in chairs that aren't very good for them or not get enough exercise. and just eat on the go, because if you're busy, like my girlfriend does, I keep saying to her, you need a proper lunch, you know. So
yeah, it's something that I see a lot as well. Like, a lot of the people I work with, they tend to be in office office-based environments, and there's a lot of culture around, like, you know, particularly when people bring like cakes and sweets and stuff like that in, and then obviously, you know, people end up working a lot of hours, not taking a break, and it puts them under a lot of stress.
Easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah. What would you say is kind of like what would be your tips for people perhaps who are in an office environment? Like, how can they manage the stress, and what can they do to kind of, you know, work on their own well-being?
Yeah, this is going to be a 3-hour podcast. So. No, I think it's a really good point about being busy, because there's good busy and there's bad busy. And when people say, you know, I go, hi, how are you? And they go, busy. And I go, good busy or bad busy? And they go, huh? What do you mean?
Good point.
Because sometimes you're busy, you're working on a project, and there's an end point, and that's great, and fight or flight comes in, and you can get things done. And, you know, we can achieve an awful lot in that state, but there should be at least a pause before you go straight into the next thing. And, you know, when the brain is busy, in fight or flight, we lose, I think it's 60% of our brain's ability to function.
Really?
Because we go into that crocodile or reptile brain rather than the frontal cortex, which is where we make all our good decisions, which is why you never go shopping when you're hungry, because if you eat not enough, the nutrition goes to the oldest part of your brain first. So if you don't have a good meal, you make bad choices. It's just...
That's interesting,
you know,
isn't it?
I always thought this was spiritual and hippie, but actually it's science and our physiology.
It makes perfect sense to who we are and what we are.
Yeah.
And actually, I like a lot of stuff about focus and mindset stuff. So, and I'm, you know, fully aware of the fact that you need to be sort of in a right frame of mind, right state, to be able to function and be productive, right?
Yeah.
And some people thrive in challenges and certain stress levels, and they kind of... they hit their peak, don't they, with a little bit of stress or whatever. So I guess every person's different, are they?
Yeah, definitely. And every day is different.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's up to you to notice your team members and know what they're like. Because if they're normally really chatty and one day they're really quiet, then maybe ask them, you know, are you okay? And are you okay really?
So it's okay to do that, do you think, in an office environment?
I think so. Well, we're part of... there's an organisation called Time to Talk. No, Time to Change, the organisation.
Mm-hmm.
They have a campaign, Time to Talk. And we're Time to Change champions. And it is about asking, how are you? And if someone says, fine, how are you really? You know, if you're not sure, it is okay to just double check. And if someone says, no, honestly, I'm fine, then you can't do any more than that. But sometimes if you ask that second time, a person just says... no, actually, today I'm not okay. I am struggling. And then you can just be kind. You know, what do you need? You don't need to judge. You don't need to do anything. You can just go, shall I make you a cup of tea? Or
just
do you
know
need
to
go
you
home
care,
early? Or
that you're an ear to...
Because
actually people just want to know sometimes that other people care, don't they?
Yeah.
And in the environment we're living in, it's increasingly stressful.
Yeah.
Targets are unrealistic a lot of time. And we haven't always got... I mean, there's a lot more, I guess you could say, mental illness that's more common now, isn't it, amongst... young people.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you know, they say the statistic is 1 in 4 of us will have a mental health challenge, but I would actually argue that we all have mental health challenges. You know, there's a scale, and some people actually need help with that. But sometimes you have a bad day, you have a stressful situation, you're caring, you know, a lot of people these days are caring for their children as well as their parents. And you know, life is busier. It's not just go to work, come home, sit and watch EastEnders, you know.
No, kind of non-stop, isn't it?
But yeah, you know, there's a lot going on, and it's that overwhelmed state, isn't it, where there's so much going on. And I think that was how I felt. I was trying to run a business, look after a family, didn't feel that I was running the business as well as I should, didn't feel I was being, you know, spending enough time with my children or with my husband. And there's a lot of guilt around that, and so you just end up beating yourself up. And so, you know, tip number one, stop beating yourself up.
Yeah.
And tip number two, I would say, what one thing could you do today that would be better for you? It might be a glass of water or going home at 5, you know, whenever
or
you
lunch break
say, or like you said, that good lunch.
Because Tony Robbins talked about learned helplessness back in a book I read years ago. And would you say it's kind of like that, where, you know, you get overwhelmed to the point where you feel like you're carrying everything in your head and you can't function then? And that's when things start going wrong, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, these things build up over time. They don't happen overnight, but in bounce, we talk about when you lose your bounce, we use bounce as an acronym. So the B is you start berating yourself about all the things that you're not doing. The O is then you get overwhelmed with everything. and then the you, you know, life becomes this uphill struggle because you're just trying to be better and do more and everything else. And then the N is negative. You get really negative with yourself. You know, you get really snappy, call yourself an idiot, you know, whatever that is. And then the C is crisis, because at that point someone else demands some attention and you haven't got the energy, so you just end up exhausted. And so the bounce going back up is the B. You just find some balance, just balance night and day, or good food and crap food, or, you know, coffee and water, and just find your balance in life.
Makes a lot of
and
sense.
Then the O is you start overcoming, just pick what's the biggest problem, let's just overcome that. And then the U is understand, like, I need 8 hours sleep or I am grumpy. It's just not pretty.
Yeah,
you know, I can relate to that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, then the N is nurture, you know, being kind to yourself, and then you're kind to other people. And then the C is choose, you know, choose to say no. It's a really small world.
That's an important one, isn't it?
Cause, you know, say no to stuff.
Yeah, because it's people demand a heck of a lot from us these days.
Yeah.
And people are quite, I wouldn't say selfish, but people are always taking from us.
Yeah.
Can I have that? And not a lot of people are always necessarily giving openly. Like,
yeah.
And actually, if we were to be a little bit more self-aware,
yeah,
and manage ourselves with those balance elements in, it could change societies, really. It could change the way kids think and grow up and their decision making.
Yeah. And, you know, the more good natured you are, the more favours people ask you. So you have to get really good at going, does this person deserve my attention and my energy?
Mm.
Or are they just asking for me to do stuff because they don't want to do it themselves? And, you know, if it's someone who's in need, of course. But that choice, you know, because then the Eon balance is energised. You have the energy to do the things that you know, that you really choose to do.
Mm.
I'd get home at the end of the night and not be able to talk to my family because I was so exhausted. And I know a lot of people, particularly in the care industry, they give all their energy out to the people they're looking after through the day, and then they don't have anything left. You know, it's tough.
I think it kind of goes back to, there's like a saying which is like about, you know, how they tell you on an airplane to put your own oxygen mask on first before helping other people with theirs. So it's kind of like, look after yourself first, then other people. So you kind of, you know, you've got self-care, essentially, is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you really do need to be selfish, you know, because then, like you say, you have got that energy. And there's another phrase I've learnt recently is, just because I can doesn't mean I should. You know, I can do all sorts of stuff through the day, but, you know, should I? Or can I leave it to another day? Or, you know, is it the right thing as part of my life? Is that good for me? So I try and every day say, hey, can I be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday?
Mm.
Yesterday I drank too much coffee, talking about coffee. And so by last night I was like, I just need more water. So
just maybe less tomorrow.
This afternoon will be brought to you by herbal tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's important stuff. And actually talking about self-awareness and mental health and things like that, which actually I think probably should be taught in schools more, and, you know, in the education system. You've created a new charity, is that right? And do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I mean Discover Your Bounce generally, and Discover Your Bounce for Business, we talk about mind, body, spirit and vision. So having a vision of what good looks like, and spirit from a happiness point of view. But mental health is such a massive part of that.
Yeah.
And last year our family was affected by a mental health crisis, and we needed to help someone, and there wasn't really the help. But actually what helped initially was just sitting down and having a cup of coffee and saying, I'm here and I care, so whatever you need, we'll make that happen. But what we then found was there are amazing resources in Bristol, but they're amazingly busy, or people don't know about resources. It's kind of, you know, a need to know basis, and you don't necessarily know all the things that are available. And I just got this feeling that I personally could be doing more. Mentioned that to Sharon, my business partner, who just said, yeah, cool, let's do that. So we're starting Discover Your Bounce Buddies, and the idea is that we're starting with a mental health hackathon. I heard about hackathons in Cambridge. They were doing a hackathon about how they could solve their traffic problems, and I thought, well, how could we solve our mental health problem in Bristol? Not so that no one can ever have a mental health problem, but if they do, they don't feel alone, and they've got some help, and they know where to go and how to get that help.
Very good.
So we're calling together anyone in Bristol who's got a voice on mental health, whether that's a charity or it's affected your family or you're just passionate. We have this mental health hackathon on the 16th of April at the Bristol and Bath Science Park from 6:30 till 8:30 at night, so people can get there and just say, right, okay, what is out there? What are we doing already? And what could we do? And trying to put together some resources. And then we're the charity, the Bounce Buddies, from the autumn, we're going to have people just a coffee morning, so someone can just come along and have a coffee with a bounce buddy as your friends. They're not judging you, they're not a mentor or a counsellor, they're just another human being that will sit down and listen. And then at the end of that, all the signposting that we will have gathered, we can say, right, here are some other people, and we'd like to be able to get businesses involved to actually, you know, fund a buddy so that we can get more bounce buddies in Bristol. And, you know, we're starting with Bristol because that's my hometown, but who knows? We've already had inquiries.
Possibly expand out to other cities once you've kind of perfected the programme.
Yeah, because I think, you know, just people do suffer and there is that stigma still. And sometimes you don't want to worry your family. You don't want to burden someone who's close to you because you think that you are being a burden, you know. When you are overwhelmed, you're not in a place to make that best choice, maybe. So if you can turn up and just talk to someone who just cares.
I think it tends to be like what you're saying, like about feeling like you're going to be a burden. I think that tends to be more prominent among men. Like men feel like, you know, that they have to put on this brave face and they've got to be the big manly person all the time, and that, you know, somehow having this mental health issue, it makes them like
weaker,
be less of a man. I think that's something that maybe there needs to be a lot less stigma around as men. Like men need to talk about it more, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, I think if you think about women, they do tend to have a lot more friends. Or they are friends, they have a sister or a mum or whatever. So we do talk about it. And I think with guys, like you say, is it a weakness to just say that you're struggling? Like if you broke your leg, would you not tell someone? Like seriously, would you, you know, not turn up to work and go, no, I'm fine? Of course you wouldn't, you know. And I think we need to be as good at, you know, mental health, it is just our physiology. So we need to be as good at talking about that stuff.
Very inspiring,
As the physical, you know.
It's very inspiring what you're doing. And also, on that note, do you think that with men in particular, it's to do with the British stiff upper lip thing, our culture? Or is it just men in general, do you think? Is it just the way we've learned to cope and deal with things and not talk about it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, I am a girl, I'm not a man, so I don't know. But also, you know, we have had world wars and we have had things where we have had to have that stiff upper lip.
Sure.
And... yeah, I don't know. I just think, you know, go roll back a generation or two and you would never see a man cry. But actually, I think it just means we're human. You know, I think
it
just shows compassion. And the world is changing so fast that we all need to be compassionate. And if you could see the spark of spirit in someone else's eyes and you could see that was a real person, you would be kind, wouldn't you? I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when we're busy, we get into this machine thing and you forget that human element. But
into
actually,
machine mode.
Human beings are amazing. You give someone the right circumstances and look what they do. You know, this family member now is, I'm just so proud of what they've achieved since.
Great.
And so you give someone a bit of care, a bit of compassion and just some time. It might just be they need 5 minutes with a coffee and some quiet, you know.
Yeah.
But people should be able to have that, really. So yeah, it's a bit of a soapbox, I think.
I just think it's a wonderful thing because at the end of the day, you know, it's very important to talk.
Yeah.
And I know that myself, if I talk to someone and listen to them and actually feel where they're coming from, and it doesn't matter, you might just smile at someone in the street and it can change someone's day, literally. Just saying, when someone says, how are you? And you say, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, if they work in a shop or something. And I've got this habit of asking back how people are and, you know, and then people probably think, oh, that was nice.
No,
it's a surprising thing, but
I think it's amazing how sometimes if you just smile and say hello to someone, how much that can make their day. I noticed that in the gym, like if I just smile and say hello to someone, like sometimes people think, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
That's it. I mean, we got used to not expecting that, but actually it surprises people, doesn't it? And it makes you feel good.
Yeah,
we feel good because we walk away and go, maybe I cheered them up or something, or, you know.
Yeah. No, it really does. And that's why, so as well as the Bounce Buddies and the charity, we have a Discover Your Bounce community on Facebook. We've got a group. It's just called Discover Your Bounce Community.
Yeah.
But also we're doing actual physical meetups. So once a month we'll just pick, usually sort of Keynsham or somewhere around there, just pick a coffee shop or a pub on an evening or sort of late afternoon. I think it's afternoon, 1 till 3, the next one. But just so people can come and just talk to another human being. and you know, because some people, they might be a carer to someone, and it's just giving people that opportunity to just how is life, and you know, could it be better,
Because
just have a giggle.
And carers actually do a very hard job, don't they? And they've not always got the support system around them to function at the best levels to be able to help others. So Nikki, you're clearly someone who's actually noticed a need for change in the way we are, society and that kind of thing, and mental health. But also, I guess you're someone who has goals and health goals, mindset goals. What would you say are your main goals for this year? Do you have any?
I always try and do something a bit crazy every year, because I think when you've got the right mindset, you know, I think we were talking about skiing earlier. I'm just back from a week skiing, and I was a terrible skier and I'm still a slow skier. I'm known as the racing snail in our group, and there's a really good reason for that. But the first year I went skiing, I didn't know I had such a fear of heights and getting on chairlifts and cable cars and everything. I was terrified, and I fell over a lot, and I dislocated my thumb, and I was crying. My poor husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, was like, "What have I done? I've brought this woman on my favourite holiday, and I've broken her." But I could always see the lifestyle, and I always knew that was something I wanted to do. And I thought, well, there's a real barrier to this. So I came home and had some hypnotherapy for my fear of heights, and the next run skied a black run. Slowly.
I've heard of those.
But yeah, I love skiing, but I do it at my pace. And so I kind of watch what I tell myself. So I've always told myself that I couldn't even run for a bus. And running, you know, I'm built for comfort and not for speed and all these sorts of things, just as a big excuse to not run. And so this year I'm a trustee for a charity called Paul's Place.
Okay.
They're over in Coalpit Heath, and they support their members who have disabilities. And it's just a great place where people can go, and you know, there's always laughter. It's just an amazing place to spend time. But they are the headline sponsor for the French Aid 10K. So I'm running a 10K.
Oh,
I've walked a marathon before, but I've never run.
Good for you.
So that's my goal. So the end of April, I'll be.
It's a pretty good goal, eh?
Yeah.
Running solidly.
You started the training.
Yeah, the whole couch to 10K.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a good programme to do. Mm.
Obviously, I didn't do it last week, but I figure skiing every day was probably good enough.
That was probably good enough, wasn't it?
I thought it was a bit of cardio, you know. But yeah, that whole physical health, I don't think I ever appreciated how important that was.
Mm.
And like you say, the mindset of telling yourself you can. I mean, you must see it in the gym all the time, Rob. But you tell yourself you can't, and then you go and do something, and you're like, oh, actually, you know.
Yeah. I always say this to people, like when I say, oh, I can't do that, I'm like, you haven't even tried it yet. Just say to yourself, I'll give it a go, I'll try to do it.
Yeah.
And then if you like struggle, then we'll change it to something different, but at least give it a go. Don't go into it before you've even tried it, saying, oh, I can't do that, at least give it a try.
And these fear barriers we put up, don't we? We actually intensify them, like we do some of our greatest memories in colour. So we say, oh my god, so we dramatise. But as soon as we realise that we're creating that, we can walk into some of our fears, can't we? And we can conquer things. You know?
Yeah.
So, Rob, was there anything else you wanted to add to?
What keeps you motivated? What's your motivator?
Oh my gosh!
Other than our podcast
and coffee, obviously. <Yeah. laughs> No, it's been fab talking, and I think. My family are just, you know, I'm a nanny as well as a mum. I know I don't look old enough.
You really don't, does she?
No. Yeah,
is it olive ole or?
I think it's happiness, actually.
Yeah. Ah, good point.
Happiness and coffee, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, I have a 2-year grandson. I have two amazing daughters, two stepsons, lovely husband, great parents, and I absolutely adore my family. And so being able to, you know, head across and see my daughter or, you know, whatever that is, that's awesome. And also people, I think. It's just lovely to be able to help someone. And you know, I was trying to think what it was, and I think last year I came up with just to make a difference. So a difference to myself, you know, to be able to love the life that I lead,
start with you and
to my family and to the people I meet. And I think, like you said, you can change someone's life by just being a little bit kind.
You really can, yeah,
you know. Just and so yeah, that's what motivates
using words in different ways and that kind of thing. And actually, like you touched on, happiness and laughter, and I think that's very important. Every day I wake up, I find the joy in life, that it's a gift, you know, because we can lose people quite easily and life's quite fragile. So I always find the joy in the little things, and, you know, I start the day off with that perspective. And actually, by having that perspective, I'm a lot more productive, a lot more focused and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that we can really help ourselves a lot more if we just change some of those habits or tweak them a little bit, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I've been on this spiritual journey. I've done lots of personal development, read books, studied and everything else. And, you know, you go on this massive journey. And then I realised a couple of years ago, I mean, my dad, he's an engineer. He turns 80 this year. He still runs his own business.
That's him.
Wow. It's just awesome. But if you say, oh, hi, Jerry, how are you? He'll say, I'm brilliant. How are you? And so I've gone on this massive journey to realise that it was at home the whole time.
It was there.
And if you know, if someone says, how are you? You know, we tell you, oh, I'm really busy or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant. How are you? And then you give someone that opportunity to kind of sit and think about that good stuff. So it is just, you know, the small things.
Yeah, you never turn around and go, actually, I'm not that. Do you know what? I'm having a really bad day. You always go, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah. How are you? You don't really ever turn around to someone and go, no, I'm not that good, actually.
It's the crappiest day ever.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you want people to be honest, like you were saying on earlier. If people aren't having a good day, then you can help them. But yeah, I think that, you know, it's like any other habit that you cultivate, habits of finding and enjoying the little things, like Rob was saying as well. And, you know, you start to change your perspective of life and sort of, in a sense, raise your own energy levels.
Yeah, well, you know, I knew this was an audio recording today, so on purpose I've worn my happy socks.
Oh, well. Huh?
Look, they've got little cats on, my friend bought them. So wearing new socks is actually a joy, and if you can just start your day with something, no matter how small it is, or a good cup of coffee or a giggle with a friend, then your day's going to get better. But
that's
this is the reticular activating system in the brain. It just looks for what you tell it. So if you tell yourself, oh, I've got no time, today's going to be really busy, blah, 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 then your brain will just look for that. But if you tell yourself, you know, today's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Then, I think I'm quite annoying to people around
me. Not to us. But it's a bit like when people say, oh, I don't want to feel fear, or I don't want to feel anger. Or you're going to feel it, because that's what you're actually saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can actually say the opposite of that, or, you know, whatever else is the positive version instead, and learn to see what your dialogue is, your mantras. And
I met a guy who wrote Remember the Ice.
Oh yeah.
And it was because the brain doesn't recognise the word don't, and he was in somewhere in America, it was really hot, and he said, how are ice sales? And they said, oh, they're terrible, I don't understand it, you know, we're not selling any ice, it's the hottest July on record. And the sign above the fridge said, the freezer said, don't forget your ice. So he said,
wow.
Have you got a pen? And he changed it to Remember the Ice, and sales went through the roof. And so he's written this book called Remember the Ice.
Isn't that interesting? The power of words, eh?
Well, just conscious of time. So, you know, thank you so much for giving up your time.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to plug, or anywhere that you want to send people where they can find out more information about you and what you do?
Yeah, people can find us. We have a website, discoveryourbounce.com, and in there you can go through to lifestyle events and business. All our current events are in the business section. I'll give you the link, Rob. Discover Your Bounce community on Facebook. We're on Twitter at DYB Lifestyle. And there's at DYB for business, like FOR. But I can give you all
that. I'll put all of that in the description.
Yeah, I think it's all at discoveryourbounce.com. But it would just be great to hear from people.
And
you know,
the hackathon, where can people go to find out more about that?
Yeah, in Discover Your Bounce for Business, we've got an events section. Again, I'll give you the link.
Yeah.
But it's free to join. We just need people to book on so we know numbers. Bristol and Bath Science Park, 16th of April.
Yeah.
And if anyone has any ideas of how I can get this out in Bristol a little bit more, that'd be fab.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Nikki.
Really,
thank
really appreciate
time.
You're a very inspiring person, so thanks again.
Both.
Thank you. Well, you can find me on Google, Greg Detisi, GREGDETISI. And Rob?
Just head to my website, arlite-fitness.com. I'll put all the links in the description. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Don't forget, as always, to subscribe, leave a review on your preferred platform. And we'll be back soon for another episode.
See ya.